Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, welcome to Abbey Road. Please come in.
Hello, you have tuned in to A Prayer Ask Me with your host, Shanice Hill. Thank you so much for joining us today. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tuning in to the broadcast, Need Prayer Ask Me. We want to touch and agree, and we want to pray today for certain needs. I thought that I'll be able to really be here to minister like I'm supposed to, but it's a terror to every good work. That's what the Bible says, that the enemy is a terror. Terror to every good work. I just want, for those that are listening, to really pray for me, because there's a war going on. But because I'm a soldier, it's all right. It is all right. And so nevertheless, God bless you all for tuning in. We want to say a quick prayer. I have to delay this particular broadcast, but it don't mean that it's denied. We're going to pick it up a little bit later. We're going to pick up a little bit later because there's some circumstances that is going on right now that is out of my control. And so, pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, we're just so grateful today. We just want to come before your presence with thanksgiving and honor. And we just thank you for everything today. Thank you for this day. Thank you, hallelujah, for waking us up and closing our right eyes. Thanking you, Lord, that it is as well as it is in our lives today, oh God. Thank you, God, that you didn't leave it to chance or happenstance, that we are here today, oh God. Lord, we bless you today, hallelujah, because you are the King of Kings and you're the Lord. You're the Almighty God and the Everlasting Father, and you are the Prince of Peace, oh God. You watch over your to perform it. And we thank you, God, for performing your word today in our life, God. We're so grateful today for your love, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful today for your peace. We're so grateful today for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything that you are about to do, oh God. We pray right now in Jesus' name for those that are listening to this broadcast, for those that are listening to archive episodes of this broadcast, God. We pray right now, God, that you will intervene in that situation. Intervene in their lives, oh God. Intervene in their homes today. Intervene in their marriages. Intervene, God, on their jobs today. That you will create divine solutions where there need to be solutions. That you will erase every problem. Those problems that come, hallelujah, to take away and not add to. Oh God, we pray, hallelujah, that there be an elimination in the name of Jesus. Oh God, but there are some things that we go through that builds character. And everything that we go through, God, today, that's building our character, let us stay on the cross and crucify this flesh, oh God, and go through, oh God, in the name of help your people everywhere, equal calling to deny themselves and pick up their cross and follow you today. Yonder on that job, hallelujah, let them pick up their cross and follow you today. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Carla, you on the line? Hallelujah. Yes, you on the line? Join us in prayer, bro. Do you have a prayer request right now?
I mean, are you referring to me or are you referring to somebody else?
I'm talking to you. I'm calling I'm talking to you. What's your name? Would you like to share your
Daniel.
Name?
Daniel.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great, Daniel. Amen. Amen. We just want to do a short prayer. You have a specific prayer request right now? So while I'm praying, I could just take you before the floor.
I have a lot of prayer requests.
You have a lot of prayer requests?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, give me some of your prayer requests, my brother. What are we praying for
moving today? Moving to another state, new employment, finish my bachelor's degree in seminary, get through on my car payments, because they're giving me the city called me left and right, and I can't take the pressure anymore. Let's see. More income. Family issues with my mother when she wants to be about. She gives me this guilt trip about how I'm not doing my best. It's really nerve-wracking. And it literally, and I hate to, I just gotta be real with y'all. It really is, my family is pissing me off. Because I tried my best on doing what God has called me to do. When I fall back and ask for help, they want to give me this guilt trip. I don't think so. You can keep your love money if you don't do all that. I mean, you know what?
Well, we're praying, Daniel. Go ahead. You have a lot of pressure. I hear you. I hear the pressure.
I do. And I told a friend of mine just an hour ago, it's just been nobody but God that kept me from doing what I wanted to do back in my old days before I got saved. I'm getting a 9mm and a ski mask and jackknife for the end.
No. Daniel. I understand, but let me tell you something. There's certain things that we go through that God allows to build character, that we can handle people and situations the way that He would. But you're going to have to deny yourself, period, point blank. Get in God's face, because you're not who you used to be. You are a new creature and a new creation. And because you are new, you don't have to handle situations the way you used to handle them. You have an advocate. You have a high priest. You have help. And there are certain powers that God has given you that you can begin to speak to your situation, but you can't be moved by what you see. You can't be moved by how you feel and what people are saying. Only thing that needs to move you right about now is the word of God and what God says. And He says that you can have whatsoever you say. But you got to begin to speak that thing over your life every day, no matter how bad it looks. You got to speak life over every situation until it comes to fruition, until it comes out of the supernatural into the natural, until it manifests itself. You can't lose hope. And you can't lose heart right about now. You got to hold on, my brother, because somebody depending on you to hold on. Begin to take authority over the enemy that's trying to discourage you today. Begin to take authority over every situation, over the spirit of poverty, over lack. Pay your tithes. Pay your offering. Do those things that God had already commanded you to do or instructed you to do. And watch the word come to pass in your life. But this is not a time to lose heart. If I could only tell you my testimony, you got to say that I trust God. In the midst of a situation, I trust God. I trust God with my car. Whether they stay, where they go, I trust you, God. Whether they believe I'm changed, or and whether they believe I'm saved or not, God, I trust you with my life. I surrender it all into your hands, God. If you can't do it, it just can't be done. And when you get there, watch God move for you. But you can't be moved, baby. You can't be moved. Don't be moved by what you see. So let me pray. I'm going to pray with you. Is that okay? Hello? Let's pray.
I'm here.
Father God in Jesus. Okay, I'm praying. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up Daniel before you, God. Lord, you knew him from the beginning, oh God. And you know every fiber of his body, oh God. You know when he's hurting. You know when he's confused. You know when he's angry. You know, God, all, everything is open and naked with whom we have to do, oh God. And God, I pray right now that you send help for Daniel today. Give him your direction today. Give him your peace today. Show him your love today. Let him know that you never left him and that you're not going to forsake him. Oh God, he's going, but you're just ordering his footsteps. You're repositioning him for purpose, oh God. Things that he cannot see. Oh God, you're repositioning him. Hallelujah, oh God. You're doing a new thing in his life. It seems like it's not new, but it's a new thing. We thank you, God, for the new thing that you're doing today. Open up doors for Daniel. Yonder they come, the doors that seem to be closed. Open them up in the name of Jesus. Give them new prospects. Sever every line of communication with any enemy talking doubt, defeat, in the name of Jesus. Anything contrary to the word of God, we sever the lines of communication in the name of Jesus. We lose peace. We lose peace. We lose understanding in his heart. Give him peace in their home. Douse their fire. Give him favor with his mom today. Let her be at peace in the name of Jesus. Let him see her. Let him see. Let her see Daniel the way you see Daniel. Don't let her be short patient with him today, oh God, but let her work with him. It's coming. His breakthrough is coming. Nobody can see it, but you know, God. Breakthrough is just above the horizon. The darkest part of the day, Daniel, is right before daybreak. And I guarantee you, you're in the right position for your breakthrough today. Right now, God, give Daniel your wisdom, God, on how to handle these challenging situations that is coming his way, that you have designed to build your character within him. In Jesus' name. And God, we thank you in advance, for you do nothing but an answer to prayer. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Be blessed, Daniel. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Amen. I'll be here tomorrow. Amen. Call in with another prayer request. I'll be praying. We're gonna go around this Jericho until those walls come down.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you, God, for everyone, hallelujah, on the prayer line, God. Those that are listening afar off, we ask you right now your blessings to be upon them. Oh, God, keep them and cover them in your precious blood today. Work out every situation right now in Jesus' name. Work it out, oh, God. Work it out, God. You have a divine plan. You have a divine order. Hallelujah, God. Everything works together, God. Your work say everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to your purpose, oh God. And we thank you, God, for you do nothing but in answer to prayer. And we bless you, for you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord. You are the Almighty God. And you are the everlasting Father. We glorify you today, for there is none like you, O God. None that can compare to you. None that can do us like you, O God. We trust you with our lives today. We, hallelujah, surrender our all into your hand, O God. Hallelujah, for we decree and declare that there is none like you in all of the earth. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch that one, God, that woman suffering from breast cancer today. The doctors have said she has to lose her breast. oh God, for the very thing that you have given her that makes her a woman, oh God. Oh God, we know that you're able to preserve it, for you are divine healer. We call for order in her body. Right now, body, line up. Every lump be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Every lump be dissolved under her arms. Every lump be dissolved. Right now, every lymph node function as God has created you to function. We command up and out every alien entity, everything that's not like God, up and out of that body right now. Go back to Shinda. We close the door for the attack of the enemy for sickness and disease with the precious blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. And we say not so, for we are the redeemed of the Lord, and whatever we say is so. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, for healing virtue right now, right now, right now, right now, for that turnaround in her life today. Let the doctors be dumbfounded. Let them be confused. Let them know that there is a God. And he showed up and showed out in her life today, oh God. We glorify you. We honor you. We praise you, oh God, for you are. Hallelujah, almighty, all seeing, all knowing God, today, today. We bless you, Jesus, and we thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray your blessings upon everyone that has listened, that's tuned into the archive today. We just pray, God, that you break the feathers that bind. Break the feathers that bind. Break the feathers that bind. Somebody right now is bound by drugs. I see you trying to shake loose, and it seems like you can't get loose. But today, hallelujah, God has setting you free. He's setting you free. He's loosing you. The ungodly friends, they got to go. I bind every spirit of influence. Urebeha, sever the ties today. Urabahandarabasa, those places that you used to go will reject you now. In the name of Jesus, you will have no peace. You will be at unrest. In the name of Jesus, when you go to those places, why? Because today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of your salvation. Today, help has come. You're being free today in the spirit of the mind. Hallelujah. Your mind is being changed. Right now, you're crucifying that flesh. You have a desire to crucify that flesh. Hallelujah. Oh, right now, in Jesus' name, I bind the spirit of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Yonder, you have something to do. Yonder, don't give in to ungodly friends. Hey, don't be persuaded to go back or drive by old places that you used to be when you, hallelujah, used to go and get high. Resist the enemy. That's you fighting. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, fight it, my brother. Fight it, my sister. Yonder, God has sent, hallelujah, reinforcements for you today. For the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. Get your freedom. Get your freedom. Fight for your freedom. It's yours. God has given to you. Hallelujah. No good thing will God withhold from those that walk up right before him and those that are called according to his purpose. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We glorify you, God. We honor you today. For you are, hallelujah, worthy of all praises. You are worthy of all praises, oh God. And we thank you for doing it for your glory. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Tomorrow, we're going to come before you. We're going to really get into some prayer. Today I have to go, but it was so, I'm so honored, honey, that I was able to come before you and bring forth the prayer. Amen, because we do nothing but it. God does nothing but an answer to prayer. And we thank him today, hallelujah, for answered prayer. So, wise, I leave this broadcast, but I'm not leaving the presence of God. Take the presence of God with you everywhere you go. Take it with you. Amen. Take it with you. Take it with you. Amen. I want you to be blessed. My name is...
Hi, guys. Welcome to Abbey Road. Please come in.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
My name is Minister Shanice Hill. And you have been listening, or you've been tuned into Need Prayer, Ask Me. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to bring your prayer request before the Lord tomorrow with power and might, expecting for God to answer prayer, for God to do it for His glory. Amen. He's an awesome God. Give me blessed, people of God. Have a good day.